He has partnered with Stephen King once again for the third book in the Gwendy trilogy. It's called Gwendy's Final Task, and man, oh man, is it terrific. We welcome back Richard Chizmar. Richard, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for asking me.
Man, this book was so good, and space, politics, and horror. I felt like you guys wrote this just for me.
We wrote it for ourselves, but I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I loved it, and I mentioned on social media the other day, I started Saturday morning, and I just couldn't stop. I had to read the whole thing in one sitting. It was so good. Now, for those who have maybe not read the first two books in the trilogy yet, we don't want to have too many spoilers here, but this centers around Gwendy Peterson, who, I guess it's not giving away too much, that by the time this book begins, has returned to politics and is now the junior senator from the state of Maine. And she's got, let's say, a very important mission.
She does. She does. This is this third book was Steve's idea. He came up with the idea of Gwendy in space, in an effort to once and for all get rid of the button box, and that's not a spoiler. And it was just my pleasure to kind of follow him down that trail.
Well, as somebody who's been a big fan of space exploration since I was a little kid, boy, the space lingo, what's going on there is so good. And obviously, a whole lot of research must have gone into that aspect of it.
Yeah, that was thanks to Robin Firth, who is Steve's main research person. She did a ton of research for him on regarding the Dark Tower series, and is a really fine writer herself. And I remember early on talking to Steve about that. I said, you know, because it was a little intimidating to me. I'm like, you know, my father was huge into, you know, astronomy. So I know a bit about the stars and the galaxies, that kind of thing, but not space travel or rocket ships. And she took really good care of us. She sent us copious notes, links to videos to watch. And then she read over the first and second pass and made us look smart. You know, but we owe a lot of thanks to her. We wrote an acknowledgement at the end, and Steve wrote the part where essentially it says there's usually acknowledgements where you thank lots of people. This time we're just going to thank one.
Well, the book takes place a few years in the future, but we're still dealing with some of the things we battle with today, including politicians who may not have the best interests of the people at heart, and also still dealing with the coronavirus in Gwendy's future world.
Yeah, we tried to, you know, keep things as realistic as possible, to kind of, you know, set up that, well, you know, like Steve usually does. He writes about everyday people and everyday situations, and it's very realistic. And then when you introduce the not so realistic, hopefully, the bad stuff, it just makes you the impact that much bigger. So that's kind of how we started. You know, COVID's still lurking in the background. It's not, fortunately, it's not in the foreground anymore, but it's there. And politicians, they're kind of like cockroaches. They never go away.
Same thing apparently goes for opportunistic billionaires like your character of Gareth Winston.
Yes, yes. Again, we, you know, kind of drawing a parallel to you know, some of the folks who are prominent in the news, you know, these days. And I actually got a text from Steve at some point when, you know, when they went to space and they took some passengers, and he's like, oh, they beat us to it. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Everyone knows we wrote this book a year and a half ago. So, but, yeah, we had a lot of fun with it. And, you know, we got to revisit some very familiar, locales to in the Stephen King universe, not only Castle Rock this time, but we went to Derry, and that was, for me, you know, I'm a huge Derry fan. You know, it is my all time favorite book. So being able to go there was majorly a case of treading on sacred ground.
Yeah, and Derry, I think it's safe to say, in many ways, is almost like a character in the book.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's interesting because I was the one during one of my turns writing pages who introduced Derry into the story, and it just felt very natural. I didn't try to force it because, like I said, it's one of my favorites, but I wouldn't do that. But I was still a little nervous when I sent that section back to Steve because I thought, yeah, you know, it's a little risky, and I may get a note back saying, you know, Rich, you need to do your pages over again. But fortunately, he really liked it, and then he did what he always does, and that is he made it even better.
We're talking with Richard Chizmar. The new collaboration with Stephen King is Gwendy's final task. And Gwendy, along with the challenge of getting into space and getting rid of the button box, also dealing with some pretty significant health issues.
She is. And again, that was part of the foundation of the story that Steve came up with. I got some texts from him kind of out of the blue, and the gist of what he said is what if Gwendy is dealing with some mental deterioration as far as her memory and her mental, capabilities, and the button box is back, and stop it all off, she's going to space to get rid of it. And I was a little intimidated, but mainly I was just so excited because I could tell he was, and I knew I was in good hands. But very unfamiliar territory for me as far as writing about those things, but that's part of the challenge and part of the fun of it.
Well, that was great, and I was so caught up in her battle to sort of monitor her own deterioration, and then I'm thinking, I'm about the same age as Gwendy's character here. Jeez. Can I get my hands on some of those chocolates?
Oh, everybody chocolates. Yeah, it's funny. These days, no one even mentions the coins anymore. Every time I do an interview or a podcast or something, everyone talks about the chocolates, and it's not because they're hungry. So we're not alone.
One of my favorite main words made its way into the book, and I don't know if it was you or Steve, but thank you for including codswallop in the book.
That was Steve. That was Steve. I think that came in one of my sections, and that was one of his, additions, which are always wonderful to see. People always ask me, what's the best part about working with, Stephen King? And for me, besides the fact that he's kind of my literary hero and such a good friend, it's just getting to watch the different choices he makes, and not only the big ones, but the small ones, when to add a word, when to snip a couple words out of a sentence, that kind of thing. But you can see where those Stephen King grace notes come in firsthand. I get to see them first.
Was it Steve who slipped in an homage to one of my favorite and maybe one of his favorite Red Sox players?
Which player?
Freddie Lynn.
No, that was me.
That was great.
We do that a lot. Like with the second book, he edited the second book for me. And there was a scene in there where I had, one of the, it was a coin show, and a rather shady character was wearing a Red Sox hat. And during his edit, he very cleverly changed that to an Orioles hat. So, we have some of that back and forth going on.
Richard Ferris back in this one as well. He's such a great character and adds so much to this, and his presence really lingers throughout the book.
He does. I mean, he's almost a ghostly character in this third volume, and when he returns, again, I'm not giving anything away here, but when he returns in the final act, it's a surprisingly touching moment. And it's interesting. He is a man of many faces, as we've learned.
What was it like to revisit these characters again? Obviously, you have an affection for them. You'd have to working that hard and bringing them to life and making them seem so real.
It was fun, and it was a pleasure, and it was just and it was a responsibility. Gwendy, Steve, and I both love the character, and she's taken on her own life certainly. And we just felt like she'd, in some cases you feel bad because, my goodness, good old Gwendy deserves better. But at the same time, you realize why, Richard Ferris put her in charge of this button box is because of that pure heart of hers. And the fact that she's capable of doing something with that box that maybe none of the rest of us are. So, it was like coming home again. And she's a beloved character of ours for sure.
Well, and I would say, without giving anything away, it's a very appropriate ending to the trilogy for both the readers and for Gwendy.
Yeah, it was an emotional ending. I've had a few readers who read the arc in advance said that they shed some tears, and I remember, Steve and I both worked on that ending and together, and there was definitely a text or an email from me saying, man, my eyes are not dry right now. And, we just both said, hopefully readers will feel the same way.
Beyond the story, which is wonderful, what does it say about where we are as a culture and what we value these days?
Oh, hopefully that message is in there without being too heavy-handed. But I think, You know, what the book talks about is, unfortunately, I think in some subtle ways, it's just the fact that there is a gulf between American citizens right now. There is, you know, when we talk about the COVID, we break it down very simply into, you know, essentially the believers and the non-believers, depending on which channel, you know, you turn to for your news. And then I think the bigger picture is just, you know, one of responsibility and one of trying to do the right thing despite the odds. And I think we need more of that. I think we need more Gwendy Peterson out there like her campaign manager talks about.
I would vote for her in a heartbeat. Absolutely. Congratulations again. We talked to you, just before the publication of Chasing the Boogeyman, which God, I loved. We've shared it with so many people here at the station and with listeners, but boy, did that blow up, and with good reason. It was just an absolutely wonderful book.
Thank you. Yeah, honestly, you know, I know writers say it, and oftentimes they don't mean it, but it was such a nice surprise for me because, I said all along, and I'm sure I said it on your show, you know, Chasing the Boogeyman was so personal, and it was a kind of a small campfire story for me. It was a love letter to my hometown, and it just struck a chord with people. I heard from a lot of people who said, I've never read a serial killer novel with that much heart, and it just kind of made me giggle because I'm like, yeah, you can take that two ways, but They were saying it in a warm, nostalgic way, and I think that's what hit people. And so the fact that it became a bestseller and an Amazon Book of the Year and all that other stuff was just, you know, one surprise after the other, and just a great experience to go through.
Well, congratulations on that, and congratulations on the third and final chapter of the Gwendy Trilogy, out officially today, Gwendy's Final Task, by Richard Chizmar and Stephen King. Rich, great to talk with you as always. We appreciate you making time for us this afternoon. We wish you continued success and a great finish to the story here for Gwendy.
Well, thank you so much, and anytime, and thanks for asking me back.
Richard Chizmar with us on Downtown. Gwendy's Final Task, available now wherever you buy fine books. I would check right in downtown Bangor with our friend Jabron at the Briar Patch.